Warning, this podcast is not affiliated with Fox, Next Level Chef, the contestants, or its production. Hey, it's Chef Kelsey Murphy from MasterChef Season 11, here with my filmmaker friend, Pete Ferrero. We are here to chat with you all about Next Level Chef Season 3. Each week, we will break down every episode to chat about the contestants, their dishes, and all of the drama that is sure to unfold. Hey guys, welcome to The Real Eats. Kelsey here with my good friend Pete, and we are here to break down episode 5 of Next Level Chef Season 3. We are on curry episode.
This is called Curry in a Hurry.
Curry in a Hurry. It is tough to make curry fast.
I don't even know how to make curry, so slow, fast.
There's like easy ways to make curry and there's hard ways to make curry. They are definitely using some like shortcuts here. Obviously, you know, there's some like curry paste involved in some of this instead of like the chefs aren't going to be making their own curry pastes.
Right. Didn't you just learn how to open a tube recently?
Right. Yeah, I did. Yeah, apparently I broke the world on that one. If anyone wants some entertainment, guys, go to my Instagram and find my reel talking about I was 2 years old today, years old when.
Right.
And you can read the thousands and thousands of trolling comments. It's actually quite funny.
So, all right. Now
I do want to respond with like, yes, I do have a doctorate from Northwestern, but no, I didn't know how to open that tube. Anyway.
The teams now are, again, just so we're all, this is going to be something I think we have to do every week just so everyone knows what's up. Team Blaze lost someone last week, so now it's Zach, Lauren, Angela, Nicole on Team Blaze. Team Arrington is Vaughn, Christina, Ari, Alexandra, and Mata. Team Ramsey is Chris, Gabby, Jordan, Isaiah, and Wendy. Okay,
it is.
I'd like to make a note of that. Okay, let me ask you this. At this point of this week, is there someone that you think, okay, we've gotten out of the auditions, right? We've gotten out of sort of the weeds of who the fuck is this?
You know? I know, kind of.
Yeah, we're still in that. But is there someone that you're like totally going to win?
I have a good feeling about Zach.
Okay.
I do have a strong like feeling about him and his knowledge and how he works in the kitchen. So
for me, I'm still Team Vaughn.
Yeah, I like Vaughn too.
I just feel like Vaughn and Naisha are speaking chef to chef level. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're catching that. Where it feels like Matt, who I do like, I feel like he's kind of going on his own, doing his thing. And Richard,
you mean Zach?
I'm sorry, Zach. Yeah, Zach is kind of going on his own, and Richard's kind of like trying to
rein him in a little bit.
Yeah, rein him in or guide him based on the going on his own. And Chris is just lucky to be here this week because he was in the bottom.
I know. Yeah, which was a big surprise. I do think that's an important point that you bring up that maybe doesn't get talked about enough, that with this mentorship and these teams that they have, I think the relationship between the two, like the chef and the mentor, plays like a huge role. If their personalities match up, if their flavor profiles match up, I think it's just natural, like human nature to not like almost have a favorite child. It's just going to happen.
That's definitely what's happening on Team Blaze. And I don't know that that's helpful for Zach. If I'm being totally honest with you, the way that Richard's coming at this to me, because I feel like I feel like Zach is kind of just doing what he wants. You know what I mean? And it's executing fine, but there will be a week where, you know, Richard Blaze would be like, why did you not listen to me? Because he's not mentoring.
Backfiring. Yeah. So this week we have Naisha on top because Vaughn won the first episode with his burger. We have Gordon in the middle, and then Blaze is finishing out in the basement. And this week they are tasked with making a curry in a hurry.
Right.
Which is really interesting. I think it's again a good challenge. Curry can be interpreted many ways. I think it can be a tough challenge because especially for like home cooks and social media chefs, even professional chefs, they might not have made curries. It's a pretty specific item. I've only made one like twice. So
I would just order it from Grubhub and see how long it took to get to the station.
Right. Right. Studio. Yeah, it's really not something that people just like task themselves at home very often. But they're delicious. I love a like green coconut curry. Oh, just like so good. Like coconut curries are amazing. That's what I would have definitely gravitated towards with some seafood. If I had the option, but you know. But so the platform starts coming down. And honestly, like I wrote down, like there is a ton of good stuff on this platform.
Yes.
Like they loaded this one up that like no one ended up with anything bad in regards to like their proteins. Like,
right.
It was like, even on the bottom, they got goat and ground lamb and pork and crab. Like they got good stuff even on the bottom level. So, I think there was a lot of there was more mistakes in like people getting flustered.
You know who's starting to irritate me at this point on this show?
Who?
I think it's Lauren.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. The blonde.
She's starting to irritate me.
Yeah, there's a couple that
I just,
Lauren and Ari kind of just like.
I'm okay with Ari.
Right, I'm sure you are. But you're like, I'm okay with her.
Yeah.
I'm sure you are.
No, she knows what's
up. Totally your type.
All right, moving on. So, but I find Lauren a little annoying, because sometimes what happens on this show is the in over my head starts to appear on some of the chefs more and more. Like I'm in over my head.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. A lot of them just
she
like
might be
freeze.
A wonderful chef. I have no idea. I'm sorry, Lauren.
She's a home cook. So she's definitely going to be out of her element a little bit. So she is a home cook. And she even says, she's like, I've never made a curry. I don't know what I'm doing.
I know she says that. That starts to irritate me.
Yeah. You're like, I don't like that. What are you doing? Why wouldn't you have not made a curry?
That's actually a part of the irritation, right?
Yeah. So they do get also a mid like level drop.
Yes, I do love a mid-level drop. Do you love
or
a
the mid-competition drop? I love it. I think it's great. This one I thought was tough though. They only had like 10 minutes to make bread.
You know what I like? What's happening like sometimes when they're screaming at each other? Gordon and Richard are screaming at each other through the.
I can't remember if this was the episode. I need to take it out when he like shows him the lobster.
I
yeah, because Blaze
episode.
In the basement and yeah. Blaze is wearing the lobster sweater. I can't remember what he says, but he said something about like, I like taking risks, and I really like taking risks with my wardrobe.
He did say that. Yeah.
I was like, I like the lobster sweater. It was really cute.
So shit's going down. We get the mid round drop.
We get the mid round drop. Naisha's a little worried about Isaiah and his squid because he picks squid, which is just like, and he's worried too about like, okay, when do I drop this? If I overcook it, it's going to be really tough. If I undercook it, you just can't eat it. So he's definitely a little concerned about that. Where Christina has red snapper, and she like only gives herself 6 minutes to try to cook this thing at the very end. Like she forgets that she needs to actually cook her protein. So we run into issues there. Lauren's having trouble, or she never, she doesn't, it looks like she's having trouble with her pork chop, and she does end up having trouble with her pork chop.
Someone that's having a lot of problems is Ari.
Yes. She is having some issues with her. She got cod. And so she's on Naisha's team, and she's making like a turmeric, like coconut, like creamy turmeric curry. A
lot of drama with the turmeric.
Yeah. I mean, and it is. I mean, Naisha called it. She's like,
yeah,
you're using too much turmeric. You need to be careful. And
I
then,
don't even know what, like, to me, turmeric doesn't taste like anything. Is that weird?
It can if you like really go for it. Yeah. Like, I've done it before where I put too much in something and I was like, ugh.
Oh, so much turmeric. You know who would spot this is Joe. Didn't he have a problem with turmeric
No, that was saffron.
Saffron.
You know, the thing about saffron this whole season. But it's kind of like similar. Like turmeric, I think it gets like bitter if you add too much of it. I don't know. It just tastes weird. So, and then Ari, like when she tastes it at the end, she's like, shit. Oops. And it's hard to like, if you don't have any more ingredients, like here, they don't have the liberty of like fixing a lot of stuff because they don't have a lot. So that's where I think I would like get messed up on this show. Cause I'm like, oh, I'm like the queen of like fixing things. And I'm like, oh, okay, like, what do I fix it with? Water?
I do think, and like Ari's having some problems at one point where she wants more greens or wants something aromatic.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? And she's not able to get those things because she's just not grabbing them. I do feel this is where you would get yourself into some shit because.
Oh, absolutely. Like if I can't go back for more things, because my brain, like when I was a MasterChef, I was like I would just run back and forth from the pantry a million times. I'd be like, oh, I forgot that. Oh, I forgot that. Oh, I need this. And I would just run fast. Here you don't get to do that. And so, so we get to the end. We're like getting through all of our curries. And Lauren is struggling at the end with her pork. So she takes her pork. It looks burnt from the outside, but then she cuts into it and it is pretty raw on the inside. It's definitely undercooked. So then she has to quickly try to sear it. There's like 10 seconds left. She tries to like get it back on the pan. And then she does this like incredible acrobatic jump to get her plate onto the platform as it's going up from the basement. Like I thought there was no way she was getting that food on the platform. And luckily she does. But it was a close one.
Definitely. I mean, this is something that annoys me. It's like, you know, you have a certain amount of time and you know the platform's only going to be there. And I guess I just don't like anxious situations like this where, you know what I mean? Like where you're running and you have someone yelling at you to get it on the platform. I don't like that. I don't.
Yeah.
Like
you're like, I can't handle this.
I just put it on the fucking platform. Like I remember a season ago or something like that. Someone missed the fucking platform.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, how do you miss the fucking platform?
Oh, gosh.
There's cursing on this podcast.
There is cursing. Yeah. This is, you need to have your headphones in for this one.
So sorry.
But it does happen.
So we get down to the bottom, to the judging. Should we get right to the judging?
Yeah, let's get to judging.
I do like how they judge, but there is always like this when the chef is talking about the people that made their, like, on their team. They don't say who it is, and they're like, they're hinting sort
of.
Oh,
right,
like,
yeah.
Like, everybody knows who did this.
Right, yeah, it's
because
like,
it's
pretty
it's
obvious.
It's in their earpiece. Like, I don't mean to be the dispeller of all
like, they
this
definitely
things.
Know.
Like, there's in their earpiece, like, you know, Ari's doing this.
Right.
So, Naisha hears it. I mean, I don't know this. I have never been told this by a production person, but I assume they're hearing what each person's doing and what's up.
Yes, I would assume so as well. So they definitely know. So they do like, I'll hit like some of the good points. Let's hit some good points. So Nicole, who we haven't actually talked about very much. So actually during the cook, she did not grab a ton of ingredients. And she was like, I have four ingredients. Like, what am I going to do? She had ground lamb. And they ended up loving it. Blaze like says, you know, this is, you know, like shows what you can do with just minimal ingredients and using them properly. So they really liked her lamb curry. They loved Isaiah's squid, his Thai green curry. And he made a naan bread to go with it. And Gordon was like, I would just like sop this up and just like said the flavor was perfect. Liked Vaughn's steak. He had like a strip steak curry, which I think is like really interesting, but they really liked it. They
he
liked
seems
Mata's.
Like, again, like someone that really gets flavor and really gets what he's doing in
just,
there.
Like, knows how to make things taste good. So Mata loved his curry. They loved his curry. They said his had really great flavor. So it was nice to see kind of him get some airtime and get to see about them. And then there were a couple bad ones.
Let's talk about
that. I think they're good about like giving There was like quite a few. There was a lot that had like, eh, like iffy. Like even Zach's,
The goat
they weren't
curry.
like, yeah, they were like, it was good. You know, like
They were like, it
there's a
was
lot of like,
underseasoned, maybe, they
right.
said.
Yeah. So Christina's red snapper, like we talked about, she waited to put it in. And so it ended up being undercooked. Angela had the crab and they said it like tasted really floury, so it wasn't like cooked out enough. Lauren's pork chop, one, the plate was messy, and then the pork ended up being just like really tough and not very good. Ari's cod had too much turmeric, so and oh, Alex had that pork belly. She used, which is really hard to do in 30
Yes.
minutes to try to get pork belly, and it was, and it ended up just being really chewy, and way too sweet. So those are kind of the bad ones. So our winner today was Isaiah.
Isaiah, all the way.
And you could tell like his was definitely gonna win.
Yes.
They loved it. So that was because he's not, whose team is he on? Is he on Gordon's
Ramsey,
team?
he's on Gordon
Yeah.
Ramsay's team, and that keeps everybody safe.
Yeah.
And now they're set. Now they have to pick who they're going to send into the elimination. And I think Richard sends Lauren, who we talked
Yep.
about.
Yep. And then
And
Naisha sends Ari.
poor Ari.
Poor
Did
Ari
you feel
and
bad at
Lauren.
this? Did you feel bad at this point for Ari?
No.
Interesting. Did you feel
I did
bad
not.
for? Did you feel bad for Lauren?
No.
Okay, so it's not
No.
just an Ari
No, I
thing.
was like, it was definitely the, I was like, okay, these two need to go in the bottom. That was pretty clear to me. And then they have to make butter chicken.
I mean,
And so,
I would just leave set. You know how important this dish is to Gordon
oh, I
Ramsay.
know. See, it's coming
This,
up
here we
again
go
that they have to make
again.
butter
Yeah.
chicken. Well,
Every
and
time
Lauren
someone
again has
tries to
never
make,
made it.
it's over. I do feel like having it right now.
I would love some butter chicken. It's
Right?
raining here today, so that would be
It's
so
like the
good.
perfect dish
Ugh.
for a day like today.
And
Well,
so
I'm
it's
excited.
interesting because Ari, this is like when it's kind of fun and interesting because Ari's a professional chef and Lauren is a home chef. So I feel like this is when there's kind of like the underdogs
Totally. And I
and
love that.
someone. And so Ari comes out like guns blazing. She's like, I don't care what I have to do. If I have to knock her over, I'm knocking her over
She
to
knocks her
get.
over. Yeah.
Yeah. So she wants the chicken thighs, which in complete agreement, I would probably kick someone to get some chicken thighs too. And then Lauren's kind of like, I don't know how to make this. And luckily, Gordon is their mentor during this. And I
Yes.
think I one and the one and I'm all over the place, but the other chefs are in there for their teams watching and helping to coach. So I think
I
like
find that
Lauren,
more to be an irritant
I
than
bet it is because you're just screaming. But I
Yes.
think for Lauren in this case, it probably ended up being a help because it seems like they can help and they can tell them, like, hey, grab this and make sure you're doing this. And they're not told to just be quiet and just like cheer them on. They're actually told to like that they can help them. So I am guessing that they kind of stepped Lauren through some of this. If you haven't made butter chicken, you can't just like come up with it. Like you need to know like how to make it. So I'm guessing she got obviously some help with that. So it was really interesting to kind of like watch them through that process, but I think there's
Totally.
definitely some handholding. And then we get down, they both make what looks like to be good butter chickens. Again, I would like both bowls, please. Although they didn't make any bread,
Seriously.
which you need bread with butter
You always
chicken.
need a little naan.
Yeah, you need some naan bread. And they end up sending Ari home. The
I
chicken
was upset.
thigh, let's
I
go
was
home.
upset. I was like, fuck. Well, I mean, like, what
I was like,
happened?
this sounds bad. I was kind of like okay with either of them going home. I was like, eh, like,
Yeah. Tough week for sure for Ari. I mean, we don't have her interviewed. So I don't know
no,
what
we
happened.
don't yet.
I don't know what we're going to have that happen. I'm going to ask that question right now.
Yeah, we don't have her interview yet, so I'd be interested to hear from her and see what she's up to and what she's been doing and what she thinks about all of this.
Yes.
But it is a little bit, again, with all of these shows, I feel like at the beginning, it's a lot of like You wonder, like, are we weeding through the fluff or did we send somebody that was really talented home? You just don't know at this point.
I mean, that's a great point. You know, I mean, there's 15 chefs.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we pick. So it is a process of getting down. I mean, obviously there's favorites. There's odds on favorites in this competition. You could tell by the way it's edited that way. Zach, we've talked about the ones that we're talking about, you know, you kind of know that those people are going to be
they're
in the
leading
finals.
You in that direction. Again, I mean, I was fine with it. Like I was okay with, I thought the two people were deserving to go to the bottom and then whoever got sent home, I was like, all right, that works for me. Again, I'm like, we're getting through, you know, like some of the, until we get down to like 7 or 8, I'm kind of like, okay, let's check one off. But I just like love the style of this show. It's so fast paced. The episodes go so quickly and they're so entertaining.
Yes.
I do wish we got to see a little bit more of the, like how the dishes like really come together. Like some of the actual like cooking that's involved. I feel like we brush over a lot of that, but again, there's just so many people right now. I think they have to just, they're just trying to catch so much that's going on.
Exactly. And as we get more and more in the coming weeks, we'll definitely have more time to learn more about each of these people.
Yes. So. We'll get more stories and more behind the scenes of all of them. So that was episode 5, The Curry. We currently do not have Ari's interview, but we are hoping to get that for you all. If and when we do get it, it will be coming up right after this episode. Otherwise, stay tuned for next week, when we get to do an island fish dish. So that will be very exciting and lots to chat when we get to episode 6. So we will see y'all next week. Thanks for tuning in.